Good afternoon, Rosie.
Hey.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We understand, you know, the phone in the other room, and you're busy doing a recap right now, so, you know.
Got the first Bachelorette episode a few hours early, so getting us on. Yeah.
That's great. So you get on early before everyone else is
right up. About 5 p.m. So a couple hours head start.
Oh, that's pretty handy for you. We won't interrupt you too long, but we really wanted to have a chat about your book, which has just been released. Now, can you tell us, what is an anti-cool girl?
I feel like my publisher really wants me to have a really marketable answer to that question. But you know what? I think it is just like my whole life, I really tried to fit in with the cool kids. And I got to a point in my sort of mid to late 20s where I realized I had to just accept that I would never be like that. And I'm never going to be the one out till 4 a.m. at a party. I like to be at home drinking wine in my undies. So it came time to embrace it.
Fair enough. And so that's basically the theme of the book, I guess. And it's a memoir of sorts. It seems like your life has had quite a lot of ups and downs. Would you say is there any sort of ultimate inspiration for you to write this book?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I always wanted to be a writer since I was a little kid. And and I had a very tumultuous childhood. Yeah. And I think I always was sort of keeping the stories locked away, and I knew I would probably write it down one day.
Yeah, well, it's great that you were able to do that, and it's been very popular. And my producer has read it all in one night last night, and she was raving about it. So she mentions is you know, it's quite a dark. You know, obviously, a lot of experiences in your life have been quite sad. I mean, you've mentioned suicide attempts and a premature death of your dad, severe bullying, and downright shocking and terrible things. Now, what has helped you overcome all of this adversity? Is there one thing in particular?
Therapy.
Well, it's always handy talking therapy to someone. Yeah,
no, definitely therapy. You know, when I hit sort of about 18, 19, I had pretty bad post-traumatic stress disorder from all the stuff that had happened when I was younger. And it's been, gosh, I've been in therapy for about 12 years now, and that's definitely what's helped.
And has it been sort of talking to the same person, or have you managed to sort of...
One guy.
For 12 years, wow.
Yeah, 12 years, once a week, so...
He must know you very well.
He does.
And that's great that it's I suppose the book could be a form of therapy as well, releasing it and getting it out
of
the world.
I mean, people have asked me if it was cathartic to write. It certainly wasn't while I was writing it. It was a bit emotionally taxing, but now that it's done, it feels really cathartic. It's sort of like I've put all my memories into a box and I can put it away now.
The book has some quite inspirational undertones, its key message being be yourself. Do you think that there are enough healthy role models for young people these days, given the rise of social media and the accompanied artifice?
I don't think there are. I mean, I think there aren't enough role models, female role models especially, encouraging women to just be who they are and not, you know, being forced to fit into an ideal. But I think it's great that there are a lot of female comedians now who are sort of breaking that mold. I mean, there's Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, Mindy Kaling, who aren't, you know, all thin, white, beautiful, they're brash, Amy Schumer takes pride in being grotesque all the time. I mean, it's important for girls to see different women like that.
Well, that's right. The key is being yourself. And all those women, I think, have that one thing in common. They're all being themselves. They're not trying to be anyone else. Yeah. Now, you're an successful writer now. I mean, you do the Bachelor recaps. You've got a published book. And you're a media personality. We can call you that. Richard Glover called you the best television writer since Clive James.
Yeah, he did. And I fell off my chair. It was like one of the best moments of my life.
It's awesome. Do you think you can still be an anti-cool girl and you could be considered an ultimate insider?
Oh, no. Look, I... My life, my career is certainly very successful, but I'm certainly not going out to the glam parties. I still just go home at night and get into my pajamas and watch TV. So I think I'll always be a bit of a dweeb.
Oh, we love you for it, and I'm sure there's many people who appreciate the recaps. I mean, I'm not a huge Bachelor fan, to be honest, but I do read the recaps just because then I don't have to watch it. I can just read what's written, and it's like, oh, I can get the funny bits out of it. And
a lot of people say that.
Well, you're only 28, and you seem to have reached a lot of goals. Most middle-aged people would think unimaginable, but what's coming up next for you?
Well, I signed a 2-book deal, so I've got another book coming. That's and awesome. There's also a TV show in the works, which I'm really excited about.
Is it all secret?
Happening. Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about the show, or is it all too far away?
I can tell you that it's based on the book. It's based on the Anti-Cool Girl.
Excellent. So someone might be playing you.
Probably me.
Oh, really? Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, we look forward to that. That sounds fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Lots is happening. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for joining us on 2SER this afternoon.
You're so welcome.
Good luck with the Bachelorette recap.
Thank you.
And with the book and everything and the show, it looks like you've got heaps going on. So
yeah.
Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat to us today.
No problem.
Cheers.